with the latest on what's happening. Again, it's Cheryl Allseth. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Hoosiers using government dollars to pay for job training will now have to take a drug test before receiving any money. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Indiana's Work One program uses federal money to pay for third-party job training at sites like Ivy Tech Community College, Vincennes University, and private companies. Beginning July 1st, people wanting to take advantage of the program must pass the same sort of drug test they'd take when applying for a job. Department of Workforce Development Commissioner Mark Everson says feedback he got from employers led to the new policy.
What we found is that in many instances we'll train somebody and then they'll go in and all too often fail a drug test. So it's just a waste of money.
Everson says Indiana is the first state in the nation to implement a drug testing policy for federal job training dollars. The failed tests are confidential and will not impact on employment benefits in any way. A person can reapply for a job training program 90 days after a failed test. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
The state has presented cash awards to 12 Indiana high schools that dramatically increased their graduation rates from 2009 to 2010. Two Indianapolis schools are on the list, the Fall Creek Academy and Charles A. Tindley Accelerated School. State Superintendent Tony Bennett says he wants to help get help to schools while they can still make improvements.
Before we have to do the autopsy, we start doing the checkups. Before we have to have that bad discussion that says a student is not completing, we look for the data that gives us a leading indicator that we can get back on top of this.
Bennett says he's proud of all schools that improved their graduation rates, but he said the 12 schools highlighted Wednesday shine the brightest. The schools get $20,000 awards. An Indiana University professor who won the 2009 Nobel Prize for Economics is being toasted by France's scientific community this week during an international conference in Paris. Eleanor Ostrom is scheduled to deliver a keynote address at a three-day conference focusing on sustainable systems. Ostrom's trip to Europe will also include a series of lectures in Norway, including a speech on global warming. She's the first woman to receive the Economics Prize. A woman well-known at Butler University and in local journalism circles has died. Carolyn Pickering Lautner was 86. She was active in Butler's athletic department and was an award-winning investigative journalist at the Indianapolis Star for 35 years. A memorial service will be held next week. Services are pending for a 21-year-old Army soldier from Mooresville who was shot and killed this week in Afghanistan. The Department of Defense has not yet confirmed Josh Jetton's death, but the Public Affairs Office at the Air Force Mortuary Affairs Operations said Jetton's family is authorizing media coverage of the fallen soldier's return from Afghanistan. Jetton is a 2008 graduate of Mooresville High School. His wife is pregnant with twins, and friends are working to organize a benefit. And state health officials are investigating a measles outbreak in northeast Indiana. The State Department of Health has confirmed 5 cases of the highly contagious disease in Noble County. Surrounding counties of Allen, DeKalb, Elkhart, Kosciuszko, LaGrange, Steuben, and Whitley may also be affected. Measles is a rare disease in the U.S. because of the widespread availability of a vaccine, but officials say visitors from other countries or citizens traveling abroad can spread the disease, which often includes a high fever and rash. State Health Commissioner Greg Larkin says the disease is so rare that even one case is considered an outbreak, and he urges people to make sure they're up to date on vaccines. WFYI weather. Through tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain. Today's high 75. Low tonight 59 and tomorrow's high 72. Saturday, mostly sunny 78 and partly sunny with a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 80. Right now, it's cloudy and 69 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thanks very much. It's 7:34 now. All eyes on the NBA draft.